Chief Stats Via the Shemiz Barach and Daf Mem Amid Beis. 6 lines from the top, the words Mizbeach Keteres Hasamim Lomali. Al Gemara is dashing the Tzukim by the Pahilim Davashal Tzibur. Al Gemara dashed every word of the Pasik. One of the words in the Pasik, one word Par, Al Gemara explained alludes to the Par Yom Kippurim. So we understand that somehow there is something about the Par Yom Kippurim that is learned from the Pahilim Davashal Tzibur. As we have been saying all along, the Parhelem Davashal Tzibur is intertwined with the previous parsha of the Parkayim Mashiach, Amimela. Once you have a connection between the Parayim Kippurim to Parhelem Davashal Tzibur, it's as good as having a connection directly from the Parayim Kippurim to the Parkayim Mashiach. But again, now that we have the connection, why do we need it? Amar Papa, we'll just chazer over quickly. Again, and that's Mem Amid Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. Amar Papa, Loi Nitzach, I would not need this connection of Par Yom Kippurim to Par Klein Mashiach, Ella only for the following 3 halachas. Le'es, Dam, U'Betvil. We'll chaz it over quickly, because we learned this yesterday already. By the Par Klein Mashiach, the Pasuk says, V'tov L'Koyen, Es, Etzboi, Badam. These 3 words, Es, Etzboi, and Badam, all teach us different halachas. Halachas that apply not only to the Parakai and Mashiach, but also, via this Hekish, are to be applied to the Par Yom Kippurim as well. S, what do we learn from the S? Amar Abacha B'Yakov, Lo Nitzucha. Elo Ahachshi, we turn out to Mem Amid Beis. Amin Shediyaz, but that's some type of a wart on the finger, that it's not considered a chatzitza. But Badam, what do we learn from the word? Badam, Shei Badam, Shir, Tfilo Meikara. Kulachatkhilo, when he's Makabalit, you have to have enough Dam in the Keli for him to be able to immerse his finger. Lechatchila, if he was mekabel pachas mekadei tefillah in one keli, and then pachas mekadei tefillah in another keli, even though he was mitzarefed later, it is not enough. After the word v'tavol in the pasuk, I learned v'lo misfag, that means that he has to dip his finger into the blood. He cannot just smear it along the sides of the keli like a sponge. The Gemara explains why I need 2 separate sukkim for this. Yitzchok l'michta v'tavol and v'yitzchok l'michta v'adam. Because Rahman of Atav will have the minapel of the lekker shiat feel, as long as he dips his finger in, even though the kain was not makabel enough blood the first time in the keli, he can be mitzarefit by being makabel pachas mekadei feel and then pachas mekadei feel and then mixing the two together. If because of Rahman of Badam, as we explained yesterday, the drasha comes from the pasach underneath the base. Because Rahman of Badam have minafila mistake that even if he doesn't actually dip it, but he just smears his finger along the walls of the keli, because of Rahman of Atav. Now the Gemara points out, Mizbeach Keteres Samim Lamali. Now here the Gemara is alluding to something we learned yesterday. The Pasuk says, by the Parakai Mashiach, Behavius Apar El Pesach Eomoid Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara dashed that this is sort of a repetition. Lifnei Hashem means by the Eomoid. Lifnei Hashem means inside. So we dashed that Eomoid teaches us, this is an additional drasha to teach us, that you have to place the dam on any point that you can in the Eil Mayit, which includes all 4 corners of the inside Mizbeach. Memela, the Gemara wants to know, so I already know where to put the dam. On any possible place inside the Eil Mayit. Why does the Pasuk have to continue afterwards in Pasuk Zayin, V'nosan Akayin Min Adam, Al-Kanes Mizbeach Keteres Asamin? I know that already from the extra Eil Mayit. And for the Gemara, maybe we learn something else. We learn a different drasha. She'im loy nischanach ha-Mizbeach Keteres Asamin loy ha-Yamav. Suppose they needed a par helem while the Mizbeach was still new. They never ever were makdik tayrus yet on the inside Mizbeach, but there's a special halacha that says you can't be mazal adam yet. The nosan akayim in adam dafka al karnes Mizbeach kitayrus asam, if the Mizbeach was already used at least once for the kitayrus. Zakti gmonavayit retanya kevasad rav papa. We learned in the braisa the way of papa does. That the purpose of connecting Par Yom Kippurim to Par Klein Mashiach is to teach me the 3 halachos of Es, Dam, and Tefillah. What was the word that the Gemara told us earlier in this pasuk by Par Helam Davashal Tzibur that alludes to Par Yom Kippurim? It was the word Lapar. V'asa Lapar. So this Beraisa begins as follows. V'asa Kasha Asa. My time with Lema Lapar. The pasuk could have just told me, do with this whatever you did with the previous carbon. Why do you have to emphasize again the word lapar? I know we're talking about the lapar. So, enfid de beraisa, le rabbis par yom kippurim, lechol masha amr de inyan, divrei rabbi. Shitas Rashi is that Rabbi is really telling us in this beraisa, We have now seen a series of halachas that are learned from the set of Parhelam, Davashal, Tzibra, and Parklay, and Mashiach, and the emphasis that the Torah gave us to combine the two. So include Par Yom Kippurim in there as well. And included in these many different halachas that we learned over here were the three halachas of Es, Dam, and Tefillah. Where do you see a guy over here specifically to what the Papa says? Maybe Bechlau. Par Yom Kippurim is connected over here, the Negeya, the Etzem halacha that is learned from this pasuk, and that is that the Azois are Miyakeh. So Tosis is Medayik from the fact that the Lashon is L'chol Mash Amar V'inyan. Had it just said over here, had the words of Rebbe been in this Beraisa to connect Par Yom Kippurim to Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibra Par Kain Mashiach, I wouldn't see what your Papa says. But the rather comprehensive term L'chol Mash Amar V'inyan, this Lashon seems to indicate all halachas previously mentioned, an emphasis even on the halachas that are learned letter by letter, or word by word, which are the Es, Badam, and Tefillah that the Papa teaches us about. In any event, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, I don't think this Lepar serves over here to connect Par Yom Kippurim into our Inyan of Par Kain Mashiach and Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibra. I would know that anyhow. Kal v'chaymer. Umad makayim shaloi hushv karbon lekarbon. Madach, when it comes to comparing karbonis, where b'metzias, they're a different type of animal. They're not the same karbon. Despite that hishv maisim l'maisim, we see that all of the avoidais are the same, the halachas are the same, and the Gemara is soon going to explain what we're referring to over here, which two karbonis are different types of animals, yet their halachas are the same. But for now, let us accept that there is such a thing. So makim shehishv karbon lekarbon, where you're talking about connecting Par Yom Kippurim to Par Helam Dava Shel Tzibra to Par Kli Mashiach, where it's all the same animal, where it's all the same Par, where physically it's the same, ain't I didn't, wouldn't you say for sure, wouldn't we know on our own, Sheyish V'maisa L'maisa, that whatever halachas apply, whether it's the Hazayis, or whether it's your Es, Dam, and Tefillah, whatever it is, that it's all the same anyhow, I don't need a special pasuk for it. So according to UW Shmuel, why does the pasuk have to say the also lapar, kasha also laparachatas? And incidentally, the word lapar appears twice over here on the pasuk, as we just read, the also lapar, kasha also laparachatas. And Rabbi Shmuel is going to tell us why, according to his understanding, the pasuk has to repeat the word lapar twice over here. But what we're going to see now is Pasha di Ivra, because at face value we don't understand what Rabbi Shmuel is saying here. But we'll read the words. The first lapar, that is Zeh Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibra. That's a pella, says Rashi. We're talking about Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibra. What does the Bishmol mean that we use the lapar to teach Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibra? If the pasuk is talking about the Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibra, all it would have to say is V'asa and do. Why V'asa lapar? The Gemara will soon deal with that. The second lapar is Zeh Par Kain Mashiach. This we understand, this we explained earlier, that over here the Torah is repeating the union of Par Kain Mashiach to emphasize that if you miss any of the instructions, you have no kapar. Initially, we said that's how the whole drasha works over here. The Torah talking about the Par Helam Dava Shel Tzibra says, do with this whatever you do with the Par Kain Mashiach. I already know what to do with this. So it is, by design, a repetition to teach Mela'akev. That's only with the Par Helam Dava Shel Tzibra. How do you know with the Par Kain Mashiach also that if you're missing any of the Azoyos Adam, it's Miyake? So that's what the second Lapar serves for in this Pasuk. That is the official repetition of the Par Kain Mashiach to teach me that there too, if you're missing any of the Azoyos, it's Miyake. Amama. We'll soon get back to explaining Rabbi Shmuel's Shita in detail, but first, let's understand Rabbi Shmuel's Kasha. Rabbi Shmuel disagreed that there is a need to officially have a connection between Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kain Mashiach. I would know automatically that whatever halacha applies to the Par Kain Mashiach applies to the Par Yom Kippurim, and how would I know that? Through a Kal V'chaymer. What was this Kal V'chaymer? Umad makim shaloi huzru karbon lekarbon madach. When you have two cases of karbonis that b'metzias are different types of animals, despite that their halachas are the same, so when it comes to comparing the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Kain Mashiach, where it's the same animal, it's the same Par, of course I know that their halachas are the same. Now, what is this example of two different types of animals, but their halachas are the same? My loy hush le carbon le carbon. What do you mean when you say that? Claim the Par Yom Kippurim, the Soyer Yom Kippurim? You have the Par and the Soyer on Yom Kippur. They are two different types of behemoths. One is a Par, one is a Soyer. despite that, their ma'isim are the same. Whatever avoid we do with one, we do with the other. So perhaps, Rabbi Shmuel, your point is, if that is true for the par and the soyer, of course it's true for two karbonis where they are both a par. That wouldn't be a good kal v'chomer, because they're kalamifrach. We can refute this. We can say, ma'alahanach, do you know why the par yom kippurim and soyer yom kippurim are the same? Shekein nichmas damam l'snai l'snim. They have something in common which is unique to these two karbonis. That their dam not only goes in the oil moyet, but it goes further inside. It goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Mimela, this unique aspect of these two karbonis, that they go all the way inside, stands out so much that this is the reason all of their other ma'isim are the same. But to compare Par Yom Kippurim to Par Klein Yashiach, even though granted over here they're both a par, that may not be a valid conclusion to this Kal V'chomer. Reason being, the common aspect of the Par Yom Kippurim and the Soyer, the fact that they go Lefnei Lefnim, is so strong, so binding, that the Svar, because these two have the same halacha, therefore the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Klein Mashiach should have the same halacha, doesn't work. It's true the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Klein Mashiach have something in common, they're both a par, but that's not as strong a connection as what the par and the Sar Yom Kippurim have. For the par Klein Mashiach does not go Lefnei Lefnim. Eleanor, so we're looking to try to understand what Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'chomer was. Where else does Rabbi Shmuel find an example of two karbanis that are different animals yet have the same halachas? El par helem dava shel tzibur, the se'iri avodas kechav. Now the halachas of the se'iri avodas kechav are the same as the par helem dava shel tzibur. That's also learned from this pasuk. One of the words in this pasuk came to be marba the se'iri avodas kechav, as we learned earlier. So here you have two different animals, the par and the sawyer, the par in the Parhelam Davashal Tzibur, and the Sar in the Siri Avaras Kechavim. They don't have this strong common detail that the Golas Nihilus name. Neither of them do. And despite that, their halachas are the same. So Memele, Rabbi Shmuel's point is, I would know on my own, when it comes to the Par Yom Kippurim, and Par Klein Mashiach, being that they're both a par, of course their halachas are the same. I don't need a special pasuk for that. But again, Zak de Gemara Eka Lemifrach. Because here too, if you look at the relationship between the Siri Avodas Kechavim and the Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur, there is such a strong common factor here that it may just isolate learning anything else from this. Malahanach, do you know what the set of Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur and Siri Avodas Kechavim have in common? Shekein mechapen al aveiros mitzvah yidua. They are both mechaper on aveiros that we clearly know about. Memela, because of the nature of what they are mechaper on, their halachas are the same. Mashenkin, to compare Par Klein Mashiach to Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur, even though they're both a par, physically they're both the same, but the natures of their kapara are completely different. Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur is mechaper on a specific aveda. Par Klein Mashiach is not. We don't know what Par Klein Mashiach is mechaper on. What does that mean, we don't know what it's mechaper on? We learn in Masechta Shavuos, Al Sheyesh Ba Yediyah B'tchila, but Ve'ein Ba Yediyah L'Besayf. When he became Tamei, he knew that he was Tamei, but then he forgot about it. He forgot about the Tamei, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And he never found out afterward. Eventually, he may find out and bring a carbon, but until then, in the interim, he also needs a kapara to protect him. What protects him? Well, the Sar HaNasa B'Snin protects the rest of Klal Yisrael, and the Par Kohen Mashiach protects the Kohen. Memela, to suggest, just because the Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur and the Siri Avodas Kechavim have the same halachas, therefore the Par Yom Kippurim and Par Klein Mashiach should have the same halach, even more so because they're the same animal, again, is not valid. The Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur and the Siri Avodas Kechavim are mechaper for the same type of aveira, whereas the Par Klein Mashiach and Par Yom Kippurim, despite their similarity in terms of what kind of animal they are mechaper for whole different concepts. One is an interim kapara until it can bring the carbon out of the yard. That's the Par Yom Kippurim. And the other is a permanent kapara. That's the Par Klein Mashiach. So again, we're looking to clarify what Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'chomer is. Rabbi Shmuel says it is not necessary to have an official hekesh to connect Par Yom Kippurim to Par Klein Mashiach. I would know it anyhow. How would I know it anyhow? Eleanor says the Gemara like this. Par Helem Dava Shel Tzibur, V'sar Shel Yom Kippurim. Let's look at those two. Do those two have the same halachas? Well, if even those two have the same halachas, for sure, Par Yom Kippurim and Par Kohen Mashiach have the same halachas. The problem is that true? Par Hilam Davash Al Tzibur and Sar Yom Kippurim have the same halachas? The Sar Yom Kippurim goes Lefnai Lefnim. The Par Hilam Davash Al Tzibur doesn't. So therefore the Gemara has to explain that the Hachi Kama. This is how we can still work the Kal V'Chaimah, despite the fact that they aren't mamish the same. However, the point can be made. When you look at this set, they're not the same carbon. One is an ox and the other is a goat. Despite that, here are the key words. In other words, granted, I know they're not mamish the same in terms of their halachas. The Sar Yom Kippurim goes lefnai lefnim. The Par Hilam Davash Al Tzibur doesn't. However, there is a great part of the Avodah that does overlap. Primarily, what is done inside the Yerel Moed, not in the Kodesh Kedash. Although there too there may be slight deviations, but lemaisa, many of the halachas are the same. So I see that the Torah has established a pattern for us over here. When you have similar instructions, then the halachas tend to be the same. Even though lemaisa, we're talking about different karbonis. One is a par, one is a sar. So if you have a similar situation, but they're the same carbon, like the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Kohen Mashiach, even though granted over here as well there are differences, the Par Kohen Mashiach does not go lefnai lefnim, the Par Yom Kippurim does, and even in the Yoel Moye there's a slight deviation, because by the Par Yom Kippurim there are 8 Echaz Lemaila Sheva Lemata, whereas by the Par Kohen Mashiach there are only 7 Kenega the Pereichas. But Lemaisa, putting the differences aside, there is still a tremendous Chelik of the Avodah that does coincide. Both of them have Hazayas in the Yoel Moed Kenega the Pereichas. Both require Matan Ezba and Mizbeach Hazah. And therefore, whatever Chalakim of the Avodah coincide, we should automatically assume that the Halakas coincide. If one is Miyakev, the other is Miyakev. If one has to be done in a certain way, if there are halachas, like the halachas of whether there's a wart in the kohen's finger, is that a chatzitza, or how the tefillah has to be done, how the kohen dips his finger into the dam, or how much dam you have to have lechatchila, all of these halachas that pertain to aspects of the avodah that overlap between the karbonis are exactly the same. What is kosher by one b'di'evit is kosher by the other b'di'evit, and what is possible by one is possible by the other. And if that is true for karbonis, which are different types of behemoths, for sure it is true for the overlapping chelik of the Avodah with karbanos that are the same behemoth. Once again, let's see the Gemara quickly inside. 4 lines from the bottom. Uma b'makim shaloi hushvu karbon l'karbon. The high par, the high sar. One is a par, one is a sar. But hushvu ma'isim l'ma'isim l'may the cost of behu. Despite your differences, many parts of the Avodah are the same. And the negay of those parts that are the same, you have the same halachis in particular. In regard to the 3 halachas we are interested in, and that is the S, the dam of the tefillah. So, makim shehushvu karbon lekarbon, b'negeya 2 karbonis that are the same animal, the high par, the high par, b'negeya comparing the par Yom Kippurim to the par Kohen Mashiach, yes, I know that there are differences between them. I know one goes lefnai lefnim, one doesn't. I know one has 8 keneged the pereichas and the other has 7. But I also know that they are unique in the sense that there is an avodah inside the Yoel Moed, that there are hazayas kenegad epireiches, that you have the matanis and the mizbeach hazav, and therefore whatever is megeya to both, the halachas coincide. If that is true for karbanis that are different animals, ain't I didn't, shouldn't you say for sure, we go now to the top of memalef medalef, that these 2 karbanis which are both a par, shehishru maisim lemaisim, they're halachas. Inasmuch as the chelik who avoided that they both have the same, for sure those halachas are the same. And therefore, if by the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Torah tells us es dam and tefillah, which teaches us that the Kohen's wort is not a chatzitza, which teaches us the Kohen has to be mekabel enough dam to start with, and that the Kohen has to dip his finger in. If that is true for the Par Kohen Mashiach, it's automatically true for the Par Yom Kippurim. Now the Gemara concludes as follows: Yosle Par Yom Kippurim liyas bedam the tefillah mi Par Kohen Mashiach, as we have just explained. Therefore, using that same Kal V'Chaimer, you should know that the Yosle Sar Yom Kippurim. And Rashi is going to hear the word nani. Yosle sar Yom Kippurim nani nesiyuri avodas kichav mikal v'chaim. How do I know about the sar Yom Kippurim? that the halachis of es, dam, and tefillah apply. Those are halachis that the Torah only explains for the parakai Mashiach. And the answer is, using this very same kal v'chaymer, I know they apply to Sar Yom Kippurim because they apply to Se'irei Avodas Kechavim. How do I know they apply to Se'irei Avodas Kechavim? So the Gemara told us before that we know from a hekesh. There is a hekesh that compares Se'irei Avodas Kechavim to Parakai Mashiach. Once we establish by Se'irei Avodas Kechavim that indeed the halachis of Esdam and Tefillah apply, I now can build on the kal v'chaymer. Madach, where you have different karbanis, meaning karbanis of different types of behemoth. But then again, they're overlapping halachais, we say automatically that the instructions are the same, whatever is kosher by one is kosher by the other, whatever is bidiyavit by one is bidiyavit by the other, and so on. If that is true for a par and a sawyer, so for sure it's true for a sawyer and a sawyer. So if it's true for a seyre of a skechavim, that es, dam, and tefillah apply, it's automatically true for sawyer yom kippur, even though in many ways they're different. But the Gemara is troubled with this a little bit. Bishlaim, when you're comparing Par Yom Kippur into Par Kain Mashiach, and you're using the Kal V'chaymer, so Par Kain Mashiach on its own stands very strong, because it's by Par Kain Mashiach where the Torah tells us the halachis of Esdam and Tefillah. So I'm comfortable using that as a basis to continue with the Kal V'chaymer and teach it elsewhere. But Seir Avodas Kechavim itself doesn't really have a pasuk that teaches us Esdam and Tefillah. Seir Avodas Kechavim is something that I learned via a hekesh from Tehillim Davar Shel Tzibur. So you're really starting with a hekesh, and then you're extending it further, and you're saying, well, once I know Seir Avodas Kechavim from a hekesh, I can then use the Kal V'chaymer and learn Seir Yom Kippurim from Seir Avodas Kechavim. But isn't there a rule that if I only know something via a hekesh, I can't turn around and use this as a basis to learn a third inyan from it? In fact, the Gemara V'chidavar Alamed B'hekesh Chayzim Alamed B'Kal V'chaymer? How can you learn Seir Avodas Kechavim through a hekesh from Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur, and then you see Avodas Kechavim as a basis to teach me Sar Yom Kippur? Answer the Gemara. We hold that you can't do that, but Rabbi Yishmael, who is the one who makes this Kal V'chaymer, he says that you can. I'm going to pop the Ksover, Tana Debed of Yishmael, the Davar Alamed V'Hekish, Chayzir Malamed V'Kal V'chaymer. Now the Gemara gets back to a difficulty that we mentioned earlier. In the previous Baraisa, we darshan that the word Lepar refers to Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. Lepar, Ze Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, from the words in this pasuk, we darshan all sorts of different karbanis, and the purpose being a hekesh to connect the different karbanis to this pasuk. But this doesn't seem to have a pshat. The word Lepar connects Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur to this pasuk. The pasuk is talking about Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. Frek the Gemara, Habet Tzibur Gufik Seh. And for the Gemara Amar Apat, I will tell you what this means. Mishum Debaya Gmurei Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Aseres Vishtei Klayis. Now, we mentioned earlier that the Pesukim are virtually identical. You have the Parashah of the Par Kain Mashiach followed by the Parashah of the Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. There is, however, one variation by the Par Kain Mashiach in the part of the Pasuk that deals with the Ektaras Eimim. The Pasuk makes it clear that you're supposed to be Makter the Aseres Vishtei Klayis. That's the wall of the liver and the two kidneys. But the Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur, while the Torah tells us to be Makter the Chaylev and the Mizbeach, the Torah does not specify the Yisteres and Shteklas. By the Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur, all it says is with Kol Chelbo Yakov Mimenu. However, it's really automatic that there is a hekesh here between the Par Kain Mashiach and the Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Torah says, V'asala Par Kash Asala Par Achatas. So through the hekesh, I would know that by the Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur as well, you're supposed to be Makter the Yisteres and the Shteklas. There's no question about that. The problem is that later on the Gemara is going to tell us, how do we know by Se'irei Avodas Kechavim that you're supposed to be Makir the Yisteres and Shtei Klayis? So we're going to darshan a hekesh comparing Se'irei Avodas Kechavim to the Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur. And here we run into a technical problem, because by Kachim the rule is that if you have something which I only know via a hekesh, that something can't in turn teach something else through a hekesh. So if technically, the way we know by Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur that you're Makter the Yisteres and Shtei Klayis through a hekesh by comparing it to Par Kain Mashiach, how could the Gemara then dash in that by Seir Avodas Kechavim you are Makter the Yisteres and Shtei Klayis because I learned it from Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur? If Par Hilam Davar Shel Tzibur itself is a hekesh, isn't the rule Davar Lamed Mehekesh Eina Chayzer Melamed Behekesh? Now we said before Rabbi Shmuel may hold
Davar Lamed Behekish Chayzer Malamed Bekal V'Chayme. But that's not what we're saying over here. Here you want to say Davar Lamed Behekish Chayzer Malamed Behekish, and by Kachim, everyone helps. But that can't be done. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says that this extra lapar over here teaches me Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, and it works in a rather interesting way. If you ask me what is the purpose of saying Lapar is Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur when we're talking about Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur anyhow, so I will tell you that it serves as an independent drasha to teach me that Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur and Parkein Mashiach have identical instructions. If you're makriv the Yisrael Nishtei Klois by the Parkein Mashiach, then it's the same for the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. Are you going to ask me, but I know that anyhow? Because without dashing the individual words in the pasuk, just look at what the pasuk is saying. The Torah is saying, do the same for both. Elamai, so what we have over here is an additional hekish when we would know it anyhow. The purpose of an additional hekish when you would know it anyhow serves as if the Torah would say so b'seirish by the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. In other words, we don't consider the union of being makdir the Yisrael Shtei Klois by the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur a davar lamed behekish, being that I have what amounts to two drashos over here, both teaching me the same thing. So the second one serves as giving a basis for Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, as if it independently has instructions for being makdir the Yisrael Shtei Klois, and as a result, you can in turn learn something else from it through a hekish. Let's see the Gemara inside. What do you mean by telling me Lapar is Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur? Amar Papa. Meshem Deboy Agmurei Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, the Yisrael Shtei Klois. L'Siri Avar Eskechav. By Siri Avar Eskechav, I don't have instructions to be Makdir the Yisrael Shtei Klois. I will know that, as the Gemara will explain, via a Hekish to Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. The problem is, although I agree that by Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur we are Makdir the Yisrael Shtei Klois, but there is no independent Rasha that teaches us that by the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. I only know it through a hekish. Uparhelim Davar Shel Tzibur begufe likes it. Rather, behekeshasi. I know that you are makdir the Yisrael Shtei Klois from a hekish to Parhelim Mashiach. So memela, the hekish and siyah v'rezkechavim to Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur is not a valid one. Because the rule is davar alamed me hekish cannot in turn extend itself to teach something else through a hekish. Therefore, itzruch lapar, I need this extra joshav lapar. When the heavy command, to make it as if it would say b'seirish by Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur that you're supposed to be marked to the Yisrael Shtei Klois, although it doesn't, but the fact that I have two drashos gives me the right to say that the purpose of the second hekish is to establish an independent basis for Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, and in Mela I can connect Siyavad Eskechavim to Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur the loyla heavy, and it will not be considered Davar Lamed Behekish Chayzer Melamed Behekish, because the extra drasha for Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur makes it as if it isn't something learned from a hekish, as if it has a drasha for itself. Sakti Gemara Vayitra, Tanya Kevasi de Rav Papa, we learned in the Beraisa, as Rav Papa says, that is the purpose of the second lapar, to establish a basis, an independent basis for Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. The pasuk begins, Va'asa Kasha Asa. So the Torah tells us by Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur to do with the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur whatever you did with the Parakayim Mashiach. So I already know he's supposed to be makdir the Yisrael Shtei Klois. Matam Elam Elapar. And the answer is, as Rav Papa says, this is the Lashon of the Braisa, just like Rav Papa. Lefish Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Veim Heviyu Es Karbonam Ishel Hashem. That's the Pasuk in Parashat Shlach that talks about Siri Avar Eskechad. The Pasuk says, Bechiper Akayin Al Kaladas B'nai Yisrael, V'nislach Lehem, Kishkagehi, Veim Heviyu Es Karbonam Ishel Hashem. These psukim in Parashat Shlach, Kapitel Tezvav, beginning with Pasuk Chav Dalet, discuss an incident if somehow the Beis Din HaGadol made some type of an error in the psak in regard to a service to Avodah Zarah, and as a result, Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael, thought that a certain service to Avodah Kechavim was mutter, and indeed they engaged in that service, the Shoygik, thinking that it was mutter. Had this been a different type of chait, Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur would have been in order. But being that it was Avodah Zarah, the Mela, there's a different karma. There's a sire. There are other differences as well. In the case of a mistake with Avodah Zarah, they also have to bring a carbon oil. The carbon oil, as Avshan Shrafal Hirsch explains, is Mechaper and Machshava, and it represents the idea that before they can even engage their kapara for the actual chait, they have to first reattach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Avodah Zarah is more than just an isolated chait. The Avodah Zarah means that the heart skipped a beat, that there was a major, major detachment from Hashkaf over here. Even though Par Helam Davashal Tzibra is also for Chiyuvei Krisis, which is a detachment, but it's not like Avodah Zarah. He's also Masbir, that the Par Helam Davashal Tzibra is more a personal carbon for Bezdin. Each Shevet brings a par, and there's smicha there. By a personal carbon, there's smicha. This is Bezdin being mechater themselves for their mistake. By Siyo Baruch Hu, it's a different inyan. Here there's no smicha. This is Bezdin and Klal Yisrael reattaching themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a carbon tzibur drawing Klal Yisrael together again. Al Kopan, the Gemara focuses on this pasuk. Asher Shlach says, this is in pasuk Chav Hei, the Chiper HaKayin HaKaladas B'nei Yisrael, the Nislach Lehem, Kishkagi, it was a mistake, even though it was a Avodah Zarah, it was still a mistake, the Bezdin told them that that service was mutter. Now the pasuk could have really stopped over here. The Chiper HaKayin HaKaladas B'nei Yisrael, the Nislach Lehem, Kishkagi. I would understand exactly what happened over here and what the result of this carbon is. But the pasuk doesn't stop here. The pasuk continues. The Heimei, view as Karbana Mishal Hashem, the Chatasim of Hashem al Shigigasa. I know already what they bring. You just described to me before in the previous Tzukim. They bring a par for a carbon isla and a soil for a carbon chatas. Why do you have to repeat again after Venislach Lehem Kishkagi? Why does the pasuk have to emphasize again what they do? That the Heimei view as Karbana Mishal Hashem, the Chatasim of Hashem al Shigigasa. I know this already. Therefore, the Benaisa concludes that the end of this pasuk of the Hei Meviu as Karbana Mishal Hashem v'chatasim of Hashem al Shigigasam serves as a hekesh. That's the purpose of repeating it. Chatasim, the word chatasim in the pasuk, Eilu Siriyah v'Rizkicham, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Shigigasam, ze parhelam davashal tzibur. Why is Shigigasam parhelam davashal tzibur? So Rashi explains, because by the parhelam davashal tzibur the pasuk says, im kaladas Yisrael yishgu, v'nelam davar me'en yakal. So Shkaga and Helam is really the same thing. It means some type of state of unawareness. So in effect, when the pasuk is saying over here, V'chatasim of Hashem al Shigigasam, Amritayu, the Torah is teaching us, that Chatasam, the Siyu of Erev Kechavim, Hereilach Kishigigasam, treated the same way as the Par Helam Davashal Tzibur. If over there there are Ektaras Emrit, then the same is true for Siyu of Erev Kechavim. And as we now know, if over there there is also Yisaris and Shtei Kloyais in that Ektara Seimim, the same is true for the Siyah of Erev Kechad. But the Beraisa asks, but Shigigasa Mehecham Amarata, even by the Pahelam Dabashot Sibra, how do you learn all the instructions for what to be marked on a Mizbeach? Loi bi Akesha, isn't it through a Hekish? So v'chidavar alamed v'hekish, chayzim alamed v'hekish? Can I learn Pahelam Dabashot Sibra itself through a hekesh from Parkain Mashiach, and then in turn use Parhelam Davashal Sibur as a basis to teach me Siri Avedas Kechavit? Talmud Loimer, therefore, the Beraisa emphasizes exactly what the Papa said. There are two lapars in this pasuk. One lapar is at Parhelam Davashal Sibur. The other lapar is at Parkain Mashiach. And even though the structure of the pasuk itself tells me, do with the Parhelam Davashal Tzibur whatever you do with the Parkain Mashiach, there is another hekish, as if these instructions didn't exist, the second hekish serving to establish an independent basis for Parhelam Davashal Tzibur, as if the instructions were clear by Parhelam Davashal Tzibur itself, and the Mela that gives me the right to extend the drasha further through a hekish and connect Siri Avodas Kechavim to Parhelam Davashal Tzibur. Now the Gemara has this kasha. We have mentioned earlier, we have seen in our sugya, that the Gemara dashes almost every single word by the pasuk of the Parhelam Davashal Tzibur. We learned earlier, V'asala par, kasha asala par hachatas, ken yasalai, each word had its own drasha. Hachatas, in lepar hachatas, the Gemara told us, refers to the Se'irei of Erev Kechav. By dashing each word in the pasuk branched out to compare many karbonis to the Parhelam Davashal Tzibur. Frek the Gemara, why do things the hard way if we seem to have a rather simple drasha? You've involved us in a complicated drasha by the Siyah of Erev Kechav. And you're telling me that when the pasuk concludes, V'hei meviyu as karbonim mishal Hashem v'chatasam l'fnei Hashem v'shagigasam, so v'chatasam is the Siyah of Erev Kechav, and shagigasam is the Parhelam Davashal Tzibur, which in a way is sort of the symbol of Shaygeg. It's the epitome of Shaygeg, where the Bezdin makes a mistake and everyone follows. But why was this necessary? Frankly, you want to take it away, Mikrokam? Why can't we learn it out from this earlier pasuk? You want to know how we know you're supposed to be Makav, the Yisaris HaKavit, the Siri of Eretz Kechavit? So we said before, the Amamar, HaChatas, when the pasuk says, the word hachatas le'rabbi siri v'eretz kechavim. Amar Rav Papa, itza. I'll tell you why we need a separate hekish by the siri v'eretz kechavim to compare siri v'eretz kechavim to parhelam davar shel tzibur. It's true. The word chatas by parhelam davar shel tzibur itself alludes to the siri v'eretz kechavim. However, Salka ben Chamina would have thought, hani mili hazayis t'ksivim v'gufei. Let's remember again that you have the two parshiyos in Vayikra, Parakoyin Mashiach, followed by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. By Parakoyin Mashiach, over there the Torah says, V'yisaretz Mishtei Klois. But the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Torah does not tell us specifically what to be Makdir. The Torah does instruct us clearly on the Hazois. We have these instructions both by the Parakoyin Mashiach, as well as the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, that the Tavol HaKoyin is its boy in Adam, the Yizah Sheva Pamlus Nei Hashem, it's Nei HaPareichas, and so on. The Hazois connected the Pareichas, and the Hazois connected the Mizbeach HaZahav. Now, if all I had was this word chatas, which indeed connects Siri v'eretz kechavim to the pasuk of Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, I would have thought that it refers only to the previously stated instructions, and that is the hazayis. Abul bat, yeseres ishtei kloyes deloik sivim v'gufei, we turn now to Amid Beis. The yeseres ishtei kloyes, which you don't have by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, aim aloy. I would have thought that the word chatas in this pasuk does not include Siri v'eretz kechavim for those, kemash malan, that whatever applies to the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, regardless if it is something that is outright specified by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, or it's something we learn through a different drasha, like the Yisaretz Shtei Klayos, although it's not specified clearly by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, but if it applies to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, it also applies to Siri v'eretz kechavim, and that is something I would only know from the Hekish and Parshas Shlach of the Chatasim of Me'ashem al Shigigasam. If it applies to the Shaygeg, which is the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, it applies to the Chatasim, which is Siri v'eretz kechavim. Frek Taisis, didn't we just say that the Drash of Lapar in Vayikra, by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, what's Lapar? Rabbi Shmuel told us Lapar refers to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. So we asked the obvious question, but we're talking about Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. And the answer was that the extra Lapar emphasizes exactly what we seem to be missing over here. And that is to teach us that even things that aren't besamish by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, but they're only learned through a hekish, like you said, it's a shtei klois, which are only learned through a hekish from Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur to Parakoyin Mashiach, even those things are to be considered as if they were besamish spelled out by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. After all, that gives us the right, the Gemara told us, to extend this hekish further. Because davar lamed mehekish ain't a chayzer malamed the hekish by kachin. So the whole license that we have to darshan the hekish of comparing Siri v'eretz kechavim to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur is only because of the extra word lapar that teaches us that all final instructions for the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, regardless of how you know them, are as if they were spelled out besamish by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. Oy bazai, so aren't we going around in circles here? How can you tell me that I need the v'chatasim of me'ashem moshigigasim in Parshish Shlach? Because if all I had was the word chatas by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, which indeed includes Siri v'eretz kechavim, but that's only for things that say besamish by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. But you're telling me that I also have the word lapar by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, which teaches me that all the halachais that lemaskan apply to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur are as if it said besamish there. If not, the hekesh wouldn't help me anyhow. Enfitaisis. But it's not circular reason. Just the opposite. It's very pinpointed reasoning. How do you know that the word lapar by Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur comes to emphasize Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur and to teach me this drasha, that anything that we learn over here is as if it says Mesayish? It's a rather unique way of dashing a pasuk. I don't know if there's any other place in Shas where we dash in a pasuk by saying that there's an extra word over here to include the very same parasha that we're talking about. The extra word lapar by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur includes Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. How do you know to dash in such a drasha? So it must be, says Taisus, that because we look at the pasuk in Parshish Shlach
And we see it says v'chatasim l'fnei Hashem al shegigasim, which we understand to be a hekesh comparing siyav eretz kechavim to pahilam davar shel tzibur, to teach me about the yisaris and the shtei klois. Idach shver, how can the Torah give us such a hekesh? If yisaris and shtei klois by pahilam davar shel tzibur itself is only learned from a hekesh, and davar alamin mehekesh ein achayzer melamed v'hekesh, elamai, the Torah does not consider the instructions for pahilam davar shel tzibur, including the yisaris and shtei klois, as something that is a davar alamin mehekesh. But how could you say we don't consider it a davar lamed mehekesh? It doesn't say b'feish by the parhelam davar shel tzibur about the yisaris shtei klois. We learn it from the parakoyim mashiach. Elamai, there must be some extra word in the pasuk by parhelam davar shel tzibur that teaches us this chiddush, that all instructions here are to be considered as if they are based here, even though it doesn't say so b'feish. And in Mela, we know that the word lapar, which is the word that is available for that, teaches us parhelam davar shel tzibur. But if not for the hekesh in parashat shlach, then I wouldn't know that lapar is Pahilam Davar Shel Tzibur. Al-Kupanim, this was all to be Shmuel's Rasha, that the Lepar refers to the Pahilam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now getting back to what we were saying originally, and that was at the bottom of Lamed Tesem at Aleph, there the Gemara, when we first started dashing the Pasuk, said that Lepar Zeh Par Yom Kippurim. And then the Gemara sought to clarify what exactly it is about Par Yom Kippurim that I only learned from Pahilam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Gemara suggested that even though we essentially have all the instructions by Par Yom Kippurim itself, but it could be that the extra hekesh is considered a repetition, and repetitions are important because that teaches us that it's liakev, that if you're missing any of the hazayis, you don't have a kapara. However, the Gemara, and this is the Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Aleph toward the bottom, counters that it's not necessary. We have other drashas that teach us that by the Par Yom Kippurim you need all of the hazayis, and that if you're missing anything, it's liakev the kapara. So what is it that we have to learn from Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur to Par Yom Kippurim that I would have not known? So the Papa answered that we learn about Par Yom Kippurim the halachos of Estam and Tfila, which actually appear with the Parkai Mashiach, but the way I know that it also applies to Par Yom Kippurim is through the connection to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. Those halachos once again are S, that a chatzitza in the form of a wart on the Kohen's finger is not a problem, but in effect we don't consider it a chatzitza. Badam is that the Kohen has to be makabel enough dam to start with in the keli. He can't add dam later. And Batfila teaches us that the Kohen has to dip his finger in. He can't just smear his finger on the side of the keli. According to the Papa, those are the only three halachas that are learned via connecting Par Yom Kippurim to Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, what is the problem? The problem is we learned the Beraisa at the bottom of Lamed Tesem at Aleph and on the Nehemim's days. It was actually a Beraisa to support the Papa Shita, and that Beraisa said Lapar L'Rabbis Par Yom Kippurim L'Chol Masha Amar Be'inyan. Now L'Chol Masha Amar Be'inyan seems to say that whatever we learn about the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur applies to Par Yom Kippurim, and I know that through this Hekish, not just the three halachas of Estam and Tefila. Amaleta Funavid I did have not of Papa. As we continue over here, three lines from the top on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, how can you say to Papa that the only thing I learn about Par Yom Kippurim is Estam and Tefila, and I don't learn that the avoidance of Par Yom Kippurim are li'kuva from Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur? V'hai Tana, the Tana of this Beraisa taught us that the word lapar teaches us the rabbi's Par Yom Kippurim, that's the girs of the Shita, l'chol masha amar be'inyan kama. This lapar, which means Par Yom Kippurim, connects Par Yom Kippurim into this pasuk, b'negeya all the halachas of this pasuk, including the halachas, that it is li'ikuva, contrary to what you're saying, Rav Papa, that li'ikuva is learned from other sources. And Agav, what were those other sources that teach us anyhow that if you're missing any of the hazois or applications of dam by Par Yom Kippurim, it's liyake? So one drasha was from the word chukah that appears there, and according to the Yehuda, we dash in it from Naim Kala, that only if you concluded all the instructions with the dam, only then is there a kapara. But whatever the case may be, this is our kasha. The Papa is saying Likuva is learned from other sources. The Lapar, the Par Yom Kippurim, teaches us only Estam and Tzila by Par Yom Kippurim, and this time it seems to be saying that we learn everything from Lapar. And for the Gemara, there is a Machlekes Tanoim about this. Tanoi. Tana de Beirav Ma'abi Hachi. The Tana de Beirav learns the way of Papa does. That the Lapar, the Par Yom Kippurim, teaches me only Estam and Tzila. That the Azayis Adam Ali Yakuva, they are learned from the other sources. And Tana, the Beit Yishma, he learns that everything about the Par Yom Kippurim, including Le'ikuva, that you have to have all the Azayis Adam specified there, is all learned from the Lapar by Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur. Now Rashi tells us over here an important insight. Tani Rabbanan, the Lashon Tani Rabbanan, is an introduction to a Beraisa. Rashi tells us that all Tani Rabbanans were Beraisas that were taught in the Yeshiva of Rav. That's why the Gemara refers to it as Tana Devei Rav. The Maseret Hashav changes the Girsa a little bit over here, and he says that it's actually Taras Koyanin. They are called Tana Devei Rav. The Maseret Hashav's Tikkun of Taras Koyanin instead of Tani Rabbanan is consistent with what Rashi tells us in the Sechlis Brachas in Daf Yud Ches. This is quarter of the end of Sefer Pirya Yitai. The Gemara dashes over the Pesukim about Binyahu ben Yehoyada. The Gemara says, Shalai Yaniach, Kemai Say, Loi the Migdash Rishain, Loi the Migdash Shaini. It is said about Binyahu ben Yehoyada, Wu Yarad the Hika Esoari, that he went down and struck the lion, the Taich HaBar, in the bar, Binyahu Mashalak, during a day of snow. Some say it is a remez. The Gemara tells us in Mesachdus Brachas that he broke the ice, and he tabled himself. Rashi explains over there, he tabled himself in order to be Tahar to learn Taira. And others say that it's a remez that he learned the Safra de Beirav in one short day. That means he learned all of the Beraisos that were taught in the Yeshivas of Rav in one day, and Rashi explains that refers to Taref Koyanim. The Pir Yibi'itai also brings from the Rambam in his Akdamah to Zeroyim, who says it's Rav Chiber Beraisa Vahu Sifra V'Sifri. So Al-Kupanim, the Yeshiva of Rav organized Beraisos, and according to their version of what the Tanaim said, it's the way of Papa does, that only Esdam and Tvila are learned from the Lapar. And then you have Beraisas that were organized in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, the same way that Chi and the Boishi organized Beraisas, and they had a different version. Now again, in the Rashi, Divya Maskel of the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we also have an important new site over here. Rashi explains that the Lashon Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, as in Tana Debei Rav, is not necessarily halachis that the Tana Rabbi Shmuel taught. Rather, it is halachis that were organized, the Beraisas of other Tanaim that were organized in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. The same way the Beraisas of Reb Chiya and Reb Ishiya aren't the sheet of Reb Chiya and Reb Ishiya, they are Beraisas of Reb Chiya and Reb Ishiya codified or organized. And with that in mind, Zaktak the Gemara of Eicher, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Mit Neima Nemu Yiseres Ushtekloyes Beparakayin Mashiach V'loi Nema Beparhelem Dava Shaltzibur. Why is it that the Torah virtually repeats all of the instructions by the Parhelem Dava Shaltzibur but omits the Yiseres Ushtekloyes? They do apply to the Parhelem Dava Shaltzibur, so why does the Torah express it by the Parakayin Mashiach and skip it by the Parhelem Dava Shel Tzibur? And for the Gemara, being that we're talking about the Tzibur over here, by the Parhelem Dava Shel Tzibur, the Rav of the Tzibur was Chayte, so Lechvaydam, the Torah wants to show that we're going to be Memayit a little bit in the instructions over here. And Mashal, it is a Mashal, a Melech Basavadam, Shazam Alayavat, who was angry on his friend. Umiyat Besachayinim Imechibasai. However, in discussion of the person's Chayt, or even in discussion of the tikkun of the person's chayt, the king was memayit b'diburai of kavod of the friend, because the less we talk about the chayt, the better. Now the Gemara is medayek something else. By the parakai Mashiach, when the Torah says to spray keneged the pereiches, the Torah refers to the pereiches as the pereiches hakodesh. By the parhelem davar shel tzibur, when we are given the same instructions, the Torah just says against the pereiches. It does not say pereiches hakodesh. Zitam de b'davi shema. But the Loi Nemer does not say Pereches HaKodesh B'Pahilim Dabash Al Tzibur. And for the Gemara, Mashal Melech Bas of Adam, it can be compared to a parable with a king who was made of flesh and blood, Shesachal of Medina. Members of his Medina, of his country, sinned against him. So in Miyut Sarcha, if it was only a minority that sinned against him, Pamalya Shalai Miskayemis. Pamalya Rashi Taitz's Kinesis Chabura Sitzase. His council remains intact. The king is not going to disband the council. On the other hand, Im Ruba Sarche, if most of them sin, ain't Pamalya Shalai Miskayemis. Then the king disbands the whole organization. And he says we have to reorganize. But in the interim, this union of people that were considered to be loyal to the king no longer have that name. Mimela. If the Tzibra was not Chayte, it's still Pereches HaKodesh. But once the Tzibur was Chayte by the Parhelem Dava Shel Tzibur, the Torah no longer refers to it as Pereches HaKodesh, but rather just plain Pereches, because there is somewhat of a histalkos of the Kiddush over here. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, and the Mashal disagrees. The Mashal says, according to Rashi, we don't seem to be consistent. In the first Mashal, we're saying that if the Tzibur is Chayte, HaKodesh Baruch Hu does not make that much of an issue of it, out of the love for the Tzibur. And we amplify more the individual chayt. That's why there's mention of Yiseres Ushtei Klaliyos by the Parakai Mashiach, but by the Parhelem Dava Shel Tzibur, the less that is said, the better.
On the other hand, in the second mashal, you're saying the opposite. You're saying that by the parakai Mashiach, it's not that bad. Therefore, it's still parachas hakodesh. But when the tzibur is chayte, it's no longer parachas hakodesh. It's just plain parachas. So which chayt does more damage, the tzibur or that of the individual? According to Rashi, there seems to be a contradiction here. Therefore, the mashal learns differently. The mashal learns in the first mashal. When we say mashal melech basav adam shezah amalei havai, and therefore the Torah is memayet in discussing the chayt, the ahavai in the mashal is the parakai Mashiach. And the Torah is memayet the chayt. How is the Torah memayet the chayt? By expressing more of the tikkun. Because let's remember the mashal says, the Torah is not elaborating on the chayt, the Torah is elaborating on the karban, on the kapara for the chayt. So fakat, the more you talk about the kapara, by adding in over here yaseres v'shtei klayos, the more you are minimizing the chayt. So when the Gemara expresses a mashal here of being memayet b'sirchayim, we mean to say that by the parakayim Mashiach, we are memayet b'sirchayim, by explaining that here there is yaseres v'shtei klayos, by adding more to the kapara. Mashenkim with the parhelam davashal tzibur, where the chayt is greater, because the tzibur was chayte, so the Torah doesn't give us that much of the tikkun. Although the tikkun is there anyhow, but the Torah doesn't say so b'feresh. And memela, that is consistent with the second mashal, that when the Kayan Mashiach is chaytei, it is not that bad, it's still Pereichas HaKadosh, but when the Tzibur is chaytei, it's not Pereichas HaKadosh. In defense of Rashi, the Ben Yehuda says that indeed the Ayhev is the Tzibur, but the Gemara is still consistent. Let's look at the first mashal again. We'll see Shitas Rashi, the way the Ben Yehuda explains it. When the Parakayan Mashiach is chaytei, the chet is greater because the chet of the yachid is always amplified. That's why it's important to daven b'tzibur, because it's less of a kitrik on the tefillah and so on. Akoparim Ben Yehuda explains, so in the first mashal, the Torah gives more instructions about the personal chet, and we talk less about the chet of the tzibur. In the second mashal, we also say that by the chet of the tzibur, the pereiches loses some of its kedusha, whereas by the chet of the yachid it doesn't. Why? It's a mashal, and this is what the Gemara means with the mashal, according to the Ben Yehuda, to someone who was chayte against the king, and he feels terrible about this. And then when he comes into the king, and the king is sitting over there on the throne, the person is so terribly embarrassed. So lichvaydai, when the king sees the person coming in, he leaves the throne room. He knows that the person has to come into the throne room, but at least let my friend not be embarrassed. Let him not have to look me into the face and know that he sinned against me. So the fact that the Torah describes Pereiches HaKodesh by the Parakayim Mashiach, and the Torah does not say Pereiches HaKodesh by the Tzibur, is also the covet of the Tzibur. When the Parakayim Mashiach is Chayta, he has to stand tall, connected to Pereiches HaKodesh. On the other hand, also the covet of the Tzibur, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Kaviyachol, there's going to be a certain amount of Histalkos HaShechina until Klausel has the Kapara, so that the Busha shouldn't be so great. In the Mishnah we learned in regard to the Hazaras HaPnimiyos, unlike the Matanis on the outside Mizbeach, on the inside, even if you're missing one of the four, there's no Kapara. Lefikach, therefore, we learned in the Mishnah, Zakti Gemara Vayter, quoting the Mishnah, in regard to the inside Mizbeach, in Nasan Kulan Ketikna, he applied three properly, and by the fourth, by the last one, he had a Machshavas Tigel. By the last one he had in mind, Chutzlum Kaimai or Chutzlum Mani. So the halacha is on the one hand, pasul, because you have to have all the hazais in order to have a kashra karban. Over here on the inside, even missing one is miyake. But on the other hand, the Mishnah tells us there's no karis. And the reason that there's no karis is, ein nefaglin b'chatzi matir. Let's remember what that means. There are four matirin. There is the shchita, the kabbalah sadam, halacha sadam, and zrika sadam. If the kain has a machshava to eat the basar chutzlis manai during any one of these four avoidas, the carbon is tigel. Should someone eat from the basar, he is chayiv karis. They're called matirim because each one is matir something. For example, the zrika is matir the haktara on the mizbeach. If not for the zrika, you can't be matir the carbon on the mizbeach. Now, with the chataras apnimius, being that you need every single one of the prescribed applications of dam, and if you're missing one, you can't go any further. You have no kapara. Therefore, all the hazaras together combine to form the matir. If the kain applied the first three applications of dam and the mizbeach without thinking anything wrong, and it was only by the fourth one that he had the machshava of chutzlis manai,
So it turns out his machshavas tigel did not stretch throughout the entire duration of the matir. It was only by part of the matir, and the halacha is ein mesaglin the chatzi matir. That's where we get this halacha that although it's possible, but it's not tigel. There's no chiyuv karis for someone who eats it because there was no machshavas tigel throughout the entire matir. By a karb mincha, there are also four avodas, but there are different kinds. Instead of zika, you have the haktara. The haktara consists of two parts, kaimitz and levoina. The two of them together form the matir of haktara. Now let's see the gemara. Tanan hasim, we learned over there in the Mishnah, in the Sechtas Nachas. Tigel be kaimitz, v'loi be levoina, or the levoina, v'loi be kaimitz. The kain had his machshavas tigel of chutzas manai, while he was makdir the kaimitz. He said he was going to eat the shirayim chutz lezmanai, but not by the levina. By the levina, he had no wrong machshava, or the levina, when he was makdir the levina, he was thinking chutz lezmanai, but the leibah kindness. The meirem retegel v'chayavin olav kars. This sheet has to be explained. V'chayav the kindness without the levina is a chatzi matir. And didn't we just learn that ain the saglin v'chatzi matir, that it doesn't become tegel under these circumstances? Does the mayor disagree with that? We'll soon see. The Chachamim, say, "Ein beikaris at shifango b'chalamati." We understand why the Chachamim say that. It's possible over here, because he had a machshavas tigel either by the kaimitz or the levina, but lemaisa there is no chi of karis of someone who eats it, because it was only a chatzi mati. But getting back to Reb Meir, why does Reb Meir say that there is karis? Perhaps Reb Meir disagrees with the halacha that ain mesaglin b'chatzi mati. Maybe he holds that there's a chi of karis even for tigel by half a mati. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish? No, don't learn that way. Loi teima, don't say the time of the Meir, that the reason the Meir says the Chi of Karis here is because the Kesavim is Faglin v'chatzi mati. There's a different reason the Meir says the Chi of Karis here. Let's first be Magdim as follows. If we are to analyze the possibilities of what the Kayin has in mind during the Avodah, one of three things are possible. He has in mind to do it right, to follow all the halachas, to meet all the deadlines. He has in mind b'seirish chutz l'mkaimai or chutz l'zmanai, which is tigel, or he has nothing in mind. That's what we call shtika. Now again, why does the mayor hold that if he had a machshavas tigel by either the kaimitz or the levina, there's a chi of karis? It is not, says of Shimon ben Lakish, because he holds mesaglin b'chatzi matir. Ela rather hacha b'mayaskinon kegan, for example, she'nasen es ha'kaimitz b'machshava v'alevina b'shtika. By the kaimis, he has a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, let's say. By the levina, it's not that he has a machshava that I'm going to do it right. He has nothing, per se, in mind. Now, Rashi says the same would be true if he applied the levina b'machshava of tigel, and afterwards the kaimis, the shtika. And the reason there's a chi of karis is because we assume that if you make up your mind about something, and then you don't think about it the next time you do it, the next time you probably intended, or at least we consider it as if you're continuing your first machshava. In other words, once a person sets a path for something, unless he officially changes that path, it just continues going. Kisavar Meir holds kala oisel das reshaina hu oisel. So if he had a machshava tickled by the kaimitz, and by the levina he thinks nothing, so we take that nothing and we say that whatever you're doing now is probably the same as what you intended to start with, unless you officially change your mind. So by the kainitz b'machshava and the levina b'shtika or vice versa, we're not saying that he was mefagel b'chatzi matir. We are saying that he was mefagel throughout the entire matir. He set forth to start with what he intends to do over here, that he intends to do it wrong, and he never changed that. So this is the sugya of ein mefagel b'chatzi matir, but yes, the Shem Yisbach will be seeing from here until the Mishnah.